Hi, it's Michelle. Thank you for joining me for this segment of Daily Bread with Jam, a Holy Spirit You Channel podcast. We are a whosoever will channel and podcast. Why? Because God is a whosoever will God. Today I'm reading from Deuteronomy 20. Right now I'm going to read from verse 4. Now, as I read these verses, I also want to say to you that taking the word out of context is not good. However, we need to understand the full context, not just of the gospel, but of the word of God. So whether it's Old Testament or New Testament, it all works together. God is not compartmentalized like that. He's not segmented like that. He wants us to understand the whole story. So there's the part of the story that is before Christ, and then there's the part of the story that is after Christ, or after Christ's proof that he is the Christ through his resurrection. We have to understand that, but it is, if we're memorizing, let's understand the full context of the scripture. I think it is helpful for us to have some level of the word in us each day. So if you can only make time for, don't say you only have time for, but if you only make time for one scripture, then let's get that scripture in you. But also understand there's more context behind the one scripture. You can't just take the parts that you like without understanding that there's more to it, that even though it might be good for you, you may not like it. We have to understand that and stop trying to make the Bible our book rather than a life lesson, a love lesson from God to us. That being said, Deuteronomy 20 and verse 4 says, "For the Lord your God is he that goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you." Let's say it again. "For the Lord your God is he that goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you." That is a conditional statement. Just understand, that's the other piece, is these are conditional statements. That's why I always talk to you about context. What are the conditions of the statement? It doesn't mean that just because you go to church, God's going to fight for you. He's talking about where you are with him. These are conditions. These are the things we are beneficiaries of as a result of our relationship with him. It doesn't mean that just because we exist, this is going to happen. So even in believing in God, there are challenges. And this is what he's saying. I know what's going on. I just need you to be with me. If we're not with God, even though he may be with us, we are not going to experience him in the same way. So Deuteronomy 20, verse 4. Thank you for joining me today. I agape you. I bless you. And believe God for all of his beauty and love, wholeness and restoration for you and the entirety of your household. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.